USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While the arguments continue between Republicans and Democrats on whether or not President Donald Trump should replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg before he leaves office, Vice President Mike Pence said it's Trump's constitutional duty to do so.
President Trump believes that he has an obligation under the Constitution of the United States to put forward a nominee for the Supreme Court. There have been 29 times that there have been vacancies since George Washington through Barack Obama. In all 29 cases, the president has made a nomination to the Supreme Court during an election year. And President Trump believes that it's his responsibility and his duty to do that again.
Since Senate Democrats have virtually no tools at their disposal to block the Republicans' efforts to move forward with the confirmation process, they are begging their GOP colleagues to wait until after inauguration before confirming a justice to fill Ginsburg's seat. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
While many continue to scream that climate change is the only reason for the fires on the West Coast, six additional people have been accused of intentionally setting blazes during this disastrous wildfire season that has burned more than a million acres, killed at least nine people, and destroyed towns and beloved natural areas. Four of those arrested have criminal records that point to drug addiction, homelessness, and mental illness. Started small fires that were not quickly put out, according to authorities and court documents. For the second time in a week, a federal judge has said a nationwide order is necessary to ensure mail for November's election is delivered on time, and he's threatening to demand weekly updates on the efforts by the U.S. Postal Service to process election mail. U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero in Manhattan largely sided with a number of organizations across the country, including candidates for public office, who claimed in a lawsuit that President Donald Trump and the new Postmaster General are endangering election mail. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Gasoline prices have fallen almost 2 cents a gallon, with the national average now at $2.16. John Clemens reports.
That $2.16 is almost 51 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline may change due to all the recent hurricanes.
Oil prices have rallied notably in the last several weeks as hurricane season picks up steam and has resulted in the shutdown of hundreds of oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. In addition, refineries in the Gulf of Mexico have also shut down for previous storms.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns in the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.